Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. A little more than 48 hours to go until kickoff for Super Bowl 46. The New England Patriots are looking for payback against the New York Giants, the very team that spoiled their last trip to the Super Bowl 4 years ago. Joining us now is Mike Giardi, sports anchor and reporter for Comcast Sportsnet, who's in Indianapolis for the game. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
No problem, Steve. Thanks for having me.
For a sports reporter, you're a Patriots fan from way back, grew up in Greater Boston. You played some college football in Connecticut. What's it been like following the Patriots for the fifth time in your career of the Super Bowl?
It's pretty amazing, especially when you look at the historical context of the franchise that was pretty pathetic to this point where they are the preeminent franchise. It is pretty amazing.
Any surprises this week leading up to the game, or did everything pretty much go according to the script?
I'm a little bit surprised that the Giants have talked as much as they have. It's sort of the anti-Tom Coughlin approach. He's a very buttoned-down guy, very business-like guy. The head coach seems as if maybe he can't corral his players.
Despite wearing their game faces all week, are there some butterflies in the stomachs of the players? Who's the coolest character on the Patriots team, and is there anybody there that we should be concerned about?
There are definitely butterflies. I think there's so much that goes into this. These guys have all been building towards this moment, and I think there's some definite butterflies. I think there's some guys that have never been in this situation before, guys like Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez, Julian Edelman, to name a few just young, important Patriot players.
You mentioned Rob Gronkowski. What's the latest with his sprained ankle? I understand he practiced last night, and Bill Belichick talked about his progress a little bit today.
Yeah, he said he felt okay today, and that's a good sign. Obviously, I don't think he did a ton yesterday, but they're starting to test it out a little bit.
Any predictions as to which Patriot you would like to most see as the MVP in this game?
You know what? I kind of like the story of Julian Edelman because I know there was an off-field incident for which he was let free and clear of this year, but to me, he's kind of one of the guys that epitomizes the Patriot way. This guy's a college quarterback who converted to wide receiver, but now they're asking him to play defensive back. And on Sunday in the AFC Championship game, he's covering a guy in Anquan Boldin who could be headed to the Hall of Fame one day. And I sure think it would be a nice story for Julian Edelman if he could kind of shut up the yapping Giants receivers and make a big play or two in Sunday.
So who's the most unlikely player to reach the Super Bowl this weekend?
Well, there's a lot of guys on the list, but I would have to say a running back for the Patriots, Danny Woodhead. I mean, small school guy. He's tiny. I mean, I look down to him, and I'm not exactly what you would call a giant. Here's a guy who's he not only got to a training camp with the Jets but survived and got back to another one. And, you know, they made a mistake. They cut him, and he ended up with the Patriots last year, and he was a huge performer for the Patriots last year. I just think that what all that he's overcome is a pretty neat story for Danny Woodhead.
Mike Giardi of Comcast Sportsnet in Indianapolis this weekend for Super Bowl 46. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, Steve, thank you for having me very much.